Hello and welcome back to the Church of Jesus Christ study session with Come and Follow Me. I'm your host Matthew Roberts and this is Season 7, Episode 31 of this Daily Study Podcast. Thank you so much for joining us once again today as we continue with our study of this week's Come and Follow Me materials, studying sections 49 and 50 of the Doctrine and Covenants in the week of May the 19th to May the 25th. And today we're going to go into verses 15 to 17 of section 49. Following the suggestions from the Come Follow Me manual. There is really a lot we could cover in this section of the Doctrine and Covenants. And I think what's really important is trying to pick out just some bits that are really important for us to reflect on. Of course, in section 49, as we discovered and discussed yesterday, we have the revelation from the Lord to the Shakers through the prophet Joseph Smith, which was delivered by Sidney Rigdon and Parley P. Pratt and Lehman Copley. And one of the precepts that they taught in their bill of faith was abstaining from marriage and living a life of celibacy. Now, in verses 15 to 17, we have a direct kind of encouragement, let's say, from the Lord to make sure that these people of this faith knew from him the principle of marriage and how it was ordained of God. In verses 15 to 17 it says, "And again, verily I say unto you, that whoso is forbidden to marry is not ordained of God, for marriage is ordained of God. Wherefore it is lawful that you should have one wife, and they twain shall be one flesh, and all this that the earth might answer the end of its creation, and that it might be filled with the measure of man according to his creation before the world was made." Marriage is a big topic in the world, and it is one which is being redefined and discussed and reimagined in many ways. But President Russell M. Nelson said this about the subject of marriage. He said, quote, "The subject of marriage is debated across the world where various arrangements exist for conjugal living. My purpose in speaking out on this topic is to declare as an apostle of the Lord that marriage between a man and a woman is sacred. It is ordained of God. I also assert the virtue of a temple marriage. It is the highest and most enduring type of marriage that our Creator can offer to his children. While salvation is an individual matter, exaltation is a family matter. Only those who are married in the temple and whose marriage is sealed by the Holy Spirit of promise will continue as spouses after death and receive the highest degree of celestial glory or exaltation. A temple marriage is also called a celestial marriage. Within the celestial glory are three levels. To obtain the highest, a husband and wife must be sealed for time and all eternity and keep their covenants made in the holy temple." Close quote. And then he then goes on to say later on in this kind of message he gave us about marriage, quote, "This goal is glorious. All church activities, advancements, quorums and classes are a means to the end of an exalted family." Close quote. So everything we do, everything we set up, everything we run and organize and do in the church is to lead us and guide us towards this holy ordinance, to be able to be sealed together as families in the presence of God in the celestial kingdom. And of course, it is through the Savior Jesus Christ that this is made possible. And that is why the Savior is such an important figure in our lives. President Russell M. Nelson also said, quote, "Marvelously, it takes a man and a woman to make a man or a woman. Without union of the sexes, neither can we exist, nor can we become perfect. Ordinary and imperfect people can build each other through their wholeness together. The complete contribution of one partner to the other is essential to exaltation. This is so that the earth might answer the end of its creation. So labour and love in partnership. Honour your companion. Any sense of competition or for place or position is not appropriate for either partner, especially when enlightened by spiritual understanding." Close quote. This is something which has been written about and talked about by church leaders for many, many years. In fact, you can obviously point to the Family Proclamation, which this year has been published for 30 years now, which in itself is a crazy thing to think about. But 30 years ago, this proclamation taught about the importance of marriage and how it was ordained of God between a man and a woman. And we see even more so today the reason why that proclamation was given. The principles and the blessings that come from living a celestial marriage, and I will use the word phrase celestial marriage, because of course we talk about temple marriage, but ultimately it is a celestial marriage that is the goal. You can have a temple marriage, but not a celestial marriage. The blessings that come from a celestial marriage are beautiful, and one which can bring great joy and peace to your lives, to your life now, as well as, of course, exaltation in the life to come. Thank you so much for listening today with our study, and until we meet again.